From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. It's been 4 years since a Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown, sparking months of turmoil in St. Louis. Jason Rosenbaum reports on how former Governor Jay Nixon feels about where the region is years after the unrest.
Brown's death sparked waves of protests and a national movement about how police officers treat African Americans. It also prompted an examination of how racially equitable education and economic development are in St. Louis. Nixon, who faced criticism for how he handled Ferguson protests, says he's happy Missouri policymakers didn't shy away from dealing with thorny public policy issues.
I think a lot of people have learned about some of the difficult issues involving race relations, policing, and all of those various things. And I think that conversation continues. And I think Missouri will be in the centerpiece of it for as we continue to hopefully make progress.
Nixon formed the Ferguson Commission in 2014 that came up with a host of policy proposals, many of which remain unfulfilled. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Close to 6 in 10 new graduates of Missouri's colleges and universities carry some student loan debt. The average borrower from those schools has more than $26,000 in loans to pay off. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, Lendu, a company that tracks data on student debt, ran an annual report using voluntary responses to survey 2017 graduates. It was submitted by over 1,000 schools across the U.S. The report found that Missouri has a slightly higher prevalence of student debt at 59% than the U.S. does as a whole at just under 58%. St. Louis University came in the lowest on that list with an average of just over $21,000 per borrower. William Jewell had the largest amount per borrower at around $33,000. Total student loan debt in the country is now more than $1.5 trillion, according to the report. That makes it the second largest type of consumer debt behind home mortgages. Another death at a St. Louis jail is prompting renewed concerns about conditions inside the facility. Police have not identified the inmate who collapsed just after midnight on August 2nd, but St. Louis Public Radio reports that relatives identified him as 49-year-old Louis Payton. He was taken to a hospital where he later died. Relatives say they are unaware of any medical condition that would have caused the fatal collapse at St. Louis's medium security institution, known as the workhouse. A 2017 lawsuit against the workhouse cited inhumane living conditions, including mold and rodents. In May, officials found 30-year-old Andre Jones hanging from a bedsheet in his cell in an apparent suicide. Farm income and loan repayment have declined across a 7-state region that includes most of Missouri, according to a second quarter report published yesterday by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. The report asked agricultural banks whether they had seen a decline in farm income compared to the same period a year ago. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, for the 18th consecutive quarter, respondents online reported a decline. Demand for loans increased during the second quarter, and loan repayment slowed. One Missouri respondent noted that the lack of rain is pushing up the price of hay and will reduce income from grain sales. The value of quality farmland fell during the second quarter as well, though values for ranch land and pasture land rose. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.